Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Salt Lamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
You know, when you're going into the draft, it's two different things. There's the months and the weeks leading into it, and then there's the actual day. For you, what were the months and weeks leading? Because, again, I've said this, you can't skip bowl games in baseball, right? You got to play. What was it like for you?
Leading up to it was, it was exciting. I didn't necessarily know what was going to happen, but by the time the day came, I was projected to be a first rounder, and I had newspapers, camera crews all over at my house filming me to, you know, potentially get drafted, and I did not get drafted. So,
oh man, you were the green room guy.
I was, and so they all left, and I was pretty disappointed. And then got drafted at like 9 a.m. the next day. My mom ran into my room and woke me up to tell me I got drafted by the San Diego Padres.
By the way, I was not expecting that story. It's an awesome story. It's a sad story, but it's also, you know, this, you just don't know, right? And this is what I've talked to guys, and like, you know, well, you know, you try not to read the clippings, you try not to go to the internet, but you can't help it. It'll be, the fact is, like, it sounded like you couldn't, it's unavoidable, right? When you have camera crews coming over your house, it's unavoidable.
It is. I mean, you know, maybe in hindsight, make sure you really know you're going to get drafted if you have camera crews. But I mean, they even posted an article, and the pictures that they posted are just like me just demoralized.
Oh, really?
So it was like, it was not a flattering article, it was not a flattering moment, but it was humbling, and you know, it all ended up working out.
Where did you think, looking back, like, what, obviously there's reasons why you think you're gonna go place, what was your vibe going into that?
The one that I really thought, I think it was like 24 or 25 overall to the Red Sox, they were gonna take a catcher. And it was between myself and Blake Swihart, and I ended up going with Blake Swihart.
Okay.
But that was the one where I thought that was going to be me, and ended up being the Padres about 60 picks later.
So now the months or the weeks leading into that, like, did you play well? Do you feel, looking back, that you handled that well? Because as you said, you know, like, you have a lot of people in your ear, and you want to play for your team, you want to play for the joy of baseball, but at the same time, people are in your ear, right?
Yeah, I mean, but it was high school, and I was pretty good in high school. It didn't matter if I was locked in or not. It was, yeah. High school baseball was probably the peak of my career, so I don't think I had to worry too much.
No. So when that moment does come, your mom comes in. This is a happy moment, right? This is, your mom comes in. You're so literally still sleeping. She woke you up.
Huh? Yeah, she's literally still sleeping. She woke me up. She's so excited. I'm still kind of like.
Did they call, or did she just hear?
They called, if I remember right.
Okay.
No, actually, she heard. I think it just got announced. They didn't call.
Okay.
I think they might have called me few probably minutes after that. I think pretty much right after I woke up, I was probably on the phone with
What a great way to start the day.
It was a good way to start the day. Still didn't know if I was going to sign or not. That ended up going all the way to the deadline as well.
Oh, did it really? Okay.
Which was August 15th back then. So
yeah.
That was, I sat around for 2 months not doing anything.
Really?
Because I wasn't allowed to. Yeah. Waiting to sign and ended up signing.
What was that? Because obviously that's changed a little bit. What was that like?
That was weird. Yeah. That part was weird because that was the time I couldn't play. So that was me going to all the travel ball tournaments and stuff with all my boys and not being able
not
to play.
Playing.
Because if I got hurt, they wouldn't have signed me.
Right.
So that was weird, but honestly, and it was just the waiting game of not knowing, am I about to go be a pro ball player or am I about to go to UCLA? And, I was excited about both options, but at the same time, two completely different, life experiences.
Yeah.
So that part was unsettling, just not knowing what are the next at least 3 years going to look like for me, and I had no idea.
You still had no idea. You would not know, not one way or the other, right?
No.
You just okay, for lack of a better term, if you hit this number,
that's all it comes down to.
Yeah.
Anybody that pretends it doesn't, that's what it comes down to. It comes down to a number. If you have money that you think is life-changing money, you take that money right there. If not, you go to school. It's as simple as that.
The last thing is, so it was a cliche question, but does it feel like a long time ago?
Oh, my God. It feels like forever ago. This has been I've been playing pro ball for 14, 15 years, and it's wild to think about some of those days back in 2011, 2012. The things I wish I knew then.
You and everybody else on this planet, right?
That's right.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.